Sarvate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 11, Text number 14. Viprasya Jayanadini Sad Anyasya Pratigraha Rajno Vriti Praja Koptur Aviprad Va Karadivhi Viprasya Jayanadini Viprasya Jayanadini Sad Anyasya Pratigraha Rajno Vriti Praja Goptur Avipradva Karadivihi Viprasya Jayanadini Sad Anyasya Pratigraha Rajno Vriti Praja Goptur Avipradva Karadivhi Viprasya Jayanadini Sad Anyasya Pratigraha Rajno Vriti Praja Goptur Avipradva Karadivihi Viprasya Jayanadini Sad Anyasya Pratigraha Rajno Vriti Praja Goptur Avipradva Karadibhi Matajis Viprasya Jayanadini Sad Anyasya Pratigraha Rajno Vriti Praja Goptur Avipradva Karadivi Viprasya Jayanadini Sad Anyasya Pratigraha Rajno Vriti Praja Goptur Avipradva Karadivi Viprasya of the Brahmana Adyayanadini Reading the Vedas and so forth. And so forth. Sat, six, to study the Vedas, to teach the Vedas, to worship the deity, to teach others how to worship, to accept charity, and to give charity. Anyasya, of those other than the Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas. Apratrigraha without accepting charity from others the Kshatriyas may execute the five other occupational duties prescribed for the Brahmanas. Rajna of the Kshatriya. Vrittihi, the means of livelihood. Praja Goptu, who maintains the subjects. Aviprat, from those who are not Brahmanas. Va, or Kara Adivihi, by leveling revenue taxes. Customs duties, fines for punishment, and so forth. Translation purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. For a Brahmana, there are six occupational duties. A Kshatriya should not accept charity, but he may perform the other five of these duties. A king or a Kshatriya is not allowed to levy taxes on Brahmanas, but he may make his livelihood by leveling minimal taxes, customs duties, and penalty fines upon other subjects. Please repeat. For a Brahmana, there are six occupational duties. A Kshatriya should not accept charity, but he may perform the other five of these duties. A king or Kshatriya is not allowed to levy taxes on Brahmanas, but he may make his livelihood by leveling minimal taxes, customs duties, and penalty fines upon his other subjects. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains the position of a Brahmana and Kshatriya as follows. Brahmanas have six occupational duties, of which three are compulsory, namely studying the Vedas, worshipping the deity, and giving charity by teaching, by inducing others to worship the deity, and by accepting gifts. The Brahmanas receive the necessities of life. This is also confirmed in the Manu Samhita, Sannam tu karmanam asya, trini karmani jivaka, yaja nadya pane chaiva, vishuddhaccha pratigraha. Of the six occupational duties of the Brahmanas, three are compulsory, namely, worship of the deity, study of the Vedas, and the giving of charity. In exchange, a Brahmana should receive charity, and this should be his means of livelihood. A Brahmana cannot take up any professional occupational duty for his livelihood. The Shastras especially stress that if one claims to be a Brahmana, he cannot engage in the service of anyone else. Otherwise, he at once falls from his position and becomes a Sudra. Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami belonged to a very respectable family, but because they engaged in the service of Nawab Hussein Shah, not even as ordinary clerks, but as ministers, they were ostracized from Brahminical society. Indeed, they became like Mohammedans and even changed their names. Unless a Brahmana is very pure, he cannot accept charity from others. Charity should be given to those who are pure. Even if one is born in a family of Brahmanas, if one acts as a Sudra, one cannot accept charity, for this is strictly prohibited. Although the Kshatriyas are almost as qualified as the Brahmanas, even they cannot accept charity. This is strictly prohibited in this verse by the word apratrigraha. What to speak of the lower social orders, even the Kshatriyas must not accept charity. The king or government may levy taxes upon the citizens in various ways, by revenue duties, customs duties, realization of fines, and so on, provided the king is able to give full protection to his subjects to assure the security of their life and property. Unless he is able to get protection, he cannot levy taxes. However, a king must not levy any tax upon the Brahmanas and the Vaishnavas fully engaged in Krishna consciousness. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalaka Chakshu Omritam Jintas My Sri Gurave Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasri Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. So, this is a very interesting verse and amazing purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. I guess Prabhupada here is quoting Vishwanath Chakravarti through the whole purport. It appears that way. And his realization on this particular verse we read, and we've heard so many times about the position of a brahmana and the occupational duties of a brahmana. And here it's again reiterated that the three most important ones are study of the Vedas, worship of the deity, and giving in charity. So these are the compulsory activities of a brahmana. And we see that by teaching, by accepting gifts, this is how the brahmana actually has the necessities of life, as is described here in this purport. And so many times we've read these things, but also Prabhupada says that in Kali Yuga, Kalo Sudra Sambhava, that in Kali Yuga, everyone is a sudra. And in this particular verse, we see how that's a reality, because here, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that a brahmana cannot take up any professional occupational duty for his livelihood. And he says that the shastras especially stress that if one claims to be a brahmana, he cannot engage in the service of anyone else. Otherwise, he falls from his position. So this is a very difficult position for so many people, even as devotees. But what's important here is that this vanashram system was especially established to, the purpose of it was to develop peace and prosperity so everybody can work and be peaceful and prosper at the same time. So this particular system is set up by the Supreme Lord, Chatur Varnam Mayashistam Guna Karma Vibhagasha. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that according to the three modes of nature and the work associated with those modes, there's four divisions of human society that Krishna created. So we see that it's very important for each individual to understand one's position and who they are and how they work. But ultimately, it's not only for peace and prosperity, but ultimately it's to remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the real purpose of the Varnashram system. But according to one's nature, one should work in a certain kind of capacity. And herein it's described what those that nature is. Could somebody give me a Bhagavad Gita, please? So the ultimate purpose is to think of Krishna, remember Krishna. And when everybody is in that particular position, thank you, they make spiritual advancement. In the 18th chapter, 42, it's described, Brahmana Kshatriya and the qualities of the Brahmana. Here it is, yes. 42. Yes, 42. Samo Dhammastapa Socham Shantir Arjavam Evacha Gyanam Vigyana Ashtikyam Brahma Karma Svabhavajam. Here Krishna says that peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, wisdom, and religiousness, these are the natural qualities by which the brahmanas work. So I thought it very interesting how it said these are natural qualities. So we see that in Kali Yuga, it's very difficult for us to consider that we have these natural qualities, that we're peaceful, we're self-controlled, that we're austere, pure, tolerant, honest, that we have knowledge, wisdom, and religiousness. These are very rare qualities. And we see that in Kali Yuga, all of us, practically speaking, we have none of these qualities in full or naturally. That this is very difficult to come by, to ascertain. But we see that the science of Krishna consciousness is such that by executing devotional service, we can develop these qualities automatically, just by the purpose of serving Krishna. And the ultimate end of serving Krishna is the same as in the Varnashram system, to remember Krishna, to think of Krishna. It's described, jamma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tatvataha tatva diham punar jamma naitimam iti so arjuna. In that particular verse, Krishna says that one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities, upon leaving this body, one does not take birth again in the material world, but attains my abode. So this is the real purpose of the Divine Ashram system. This is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement. And for us to try to sit down and try to develop these brahminical qualities, I recall when I was a new devotee, I would read that. And so I thought that what I would do is one day I would do one particular item. Like I thought, okay, today on Monday I'll be tolerant. And on Tuesday I'll be like austere. And Wednesday I'll be compassionate. And I thought that if I did that, I would develop these qualities, not knowing that this is an artificial process. That the real process is purification. One has to engage in activities which purify us. And Prabhupada has so many times said that spiritual knowledge is jnana vijnana samanvita. So Prabhupada describes jnana as being one who knows that Lord Krishna or Lord Vishnu is the Supreme Being. This is real jnana. And this is what we actually learn in Krishna consciousness. And vijnana, Prabhupada describes vijnana as activities which help the living entity become freed from this material existence. This is vijnana. And we see that the Krishna consciousness movement has those ingredients. You can develop knowledge. You can have vijnana. You can engage in activities which give us freedom from material existence. And we see that this is the problem in the material world today. There's no education of this level. No one is being trained how to develop these brahminical qualities, or no training there in terms of what one should do with this particular life. No one knows. Everyone thinks that they should just simply engage in sense gratification, that they should be just absorbed in making tons of money, thinking that'll make them happy. But we see that these things are the opposite, that when they engage in these activities, simply brings distress and anxiety. And we see that no one is really being trained today how to give in charity, how to teach this science of worshiping the deity, the Supreme Lord. So these things are missing today in Kali Yuga. And the Krishna conscious movement is specifically meant to do this. This is why Krishna consciousness is so difficult for people to accept, because it actually goes against modern society. The idea of modern society is so much different than this science of Krishna consciousness. But people don't realize that unless they take up this science, there'll never be any peace or prosperity. There'll never be any happiness. And as Kali Yuga progresses, we see this is going on. As it progresses, we see it's getting worse and worse. People don't have any idea how to act properly. They don't know who to give charity to. Sometimes we see that people they give charity to may be a homeless person, and they have no idea what that charity will result in. It could be for meat eating. It could be for intoxication. It could be for some type of sense gratification. And this is due to ignorance. They're giving this contribution, this charity, in ignorance. And this ignorance simply entrenches one more and more in this material world. So Krishna consciousness is trying to change the world. That's really what Prabhupada wanted to do. He wanted to change this material world and wanted everyone to understand what the real purpose was of human life. Let's see. Mam chayovya bicharina bhakti yogena sevita sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, one who engages in full devotional service, unflinching in all circumstances, that particular individual can achieve the platform of Brahman. So the Brahmana, his qualification is that he understands Brahman. But what's missing in that is devotional service or bhakti yoga. So you see that in Krishna consciousness, we can purify our senses, and at the same time, we can develop knowledge, real knowledge of the Supreme Lord and of the Self. Sarvapari vinir mukta tatparatvina nirmalam hrishikena hrishikesha sevanam bhaktir uchate. That in this Krishna consciousness, we, by engaging in devotional service, our senses become purified. And this purification gives us an opportunity to understand the Supreme Lord. There's no other way, not by some just austerity and not by just trying to be peaceful, but one has to engage the senses directly in the service of the Lord. And when we do this, our whole existence is purified. And this is what Krishna consciousness is about. And this comes about by the mercy of the spiritual master. You see that Srila Prabhupada, he gave us this knowledge, this understanding of how to come to Krishna. And we're ever indebted to him. In fact, every morning we sing Guru Mukha Padma Vaikya Chitete Karya Aikya Arana Karyo Mana Asa. And Prabhupada, he qualifies that. He says that the translation of that, no more. From this point on, no more will I act independently. No more will I do things on my own accord. But I'll only work under the instruction or the guidance of the spiritual master. And even in the Bhagavad Gita, we see that this actually is the message that Krishna gives to Arjuna. Shishyaste aham. So what does this mean, shishyas? Shishyas, Papa describes as being one who becomes fully surrendered. No more argument. Papa says shishyas means one who no more argues and one who actually just simply follows the instruction of the spiritual master. No more speculation, no more arguing, simply surrender, fully surrendering. And if one actually fully surrenders, this is austerity. This is our tapasya. If one surrenders fully to the spiritual master, this is how one acquires this causeless knowledge. We sing every morning, yasya, yasya prasadam bhagavat prasadam, yasya prasadam nagatika topi. That if we please the spiritual master, we will understand the science of Krishna consciousness. And only by this can we understand what Krishna consciousness is about. So herein we see that Narada Muni, he's taking that position as a teacher, speaking to Pallad Maharaj, I believe, right? Oh, Yudhishthira Maharaj, sorry. Speaking to Yudhishthira Maharaj, explaining to him the science of Krishna consciousness. And the position of Sisya is very important. For us, especially in Krishna consciousness, We have so far to go to develop any of these brahminical qualities. Practically speaking, we can't. We don't have a desire for us to perform austerity. It is so much difficulty. You can see just in Krishna consciousness alone, just what we have to follow, the four regulative principles, is insurmountable. It's practically impossible. And Papa gives that very funny little story about that Lord. And he was told to follow the regulative principles. He said, impossible. And this is really impossible unless one gets the mercy of the spiritual master. And this is what we need to do. We need to get the mercy of the Acharya, Srila Prabhupada. And we need to perform this Tapo Divyam Putraka. We need to serve the mission of Srila Prabhupada. And that's our austerity. That's tapasya. That's very difficult to do, to follow the regulative principles, to preach the science of Krishna consciousness, to worship the deity. This is very difficult. You can see in the temples we are struggling in so many ways to be able to preach, distribute Prabhupada's books, his message, to do Harinam, to rise early in the morning, to chant 16 rounds, to do service throughout the day. These things are very, very difficult, practically impossible for 99% of the population, literally. Almost no one can take us up. And when they actually come in contact with a devotee and they hear what a devotee is doing, they almost cannot conceive of it. It's even our own family members cannot conceive of it. And they're so bewildered. So we need to take up this science very seriously. And we need to take the order of the guru. And this is our tapasya. Otherwise, how will Krishna consciousness go on? We need to accept this responsibility. We need to preach. We need to accept Krishna's instructions through the spiritual master. We need to give an opportunity to other innocent people to hear the science of Krishna consciousness. And automatically, we'll develop these wonderful brahminical qualities. And even though we may have to do things that are not our nature, so it's not our nature to be brahminical, but that will automatically come just by this execution of Krishna conscious devotional service from bhakti yoga. Just by engaging in bhakti yoga, these attributes automatically come. So this is called sattva sudyam. We become purified. And this is what Krishna wants us to do in Srila Prabhupada. I guess that's probably all I really received out of this particular purport, unless anyone else has anything else they'd like to add or have a question. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Prabhu, in the purport, Prabhupada is saying, if you're a Brahmana, you shouldn't get like jobs and stuff. Like, you can't work for anyone. But as a president, I know you also recommend many working people for second initiation. So how is that work?
Well, this is actually the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. I think that these kind of situations are such, this is Kali Yuga, and almost practically speaking, it's difficult for anyone to accept this position. I would say that in Krishna consciousness, just by executing the four regulative principles and also engaging in devotional service and giving one's hard-earned income in the service of Krishna consciousness, eventually that person becomes purified. And that purification is that sometime at the end point of his life, one will actually remember Krishna, because that's the real purpose. That's the end goal. Like the Van Ashram system, the end goal is to remember Krishna. And by serving Krishna and Krishna's devotees, one becomes purified. So whether one has no desire or a loss of desire, if one actually just serves Krishna, one will become purified. There's that verse, I can't remember, Akama. Yeah. That verse describes that one can be full of desire or have no desire, but simply by serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one will become purified. So I would say that those individuals that are taking Brahminical initiation, that are working, their goal, their end goal, should be that they give up all this other activity and simply surrender to Krishna fully and engage 100% in devotional service. And it's Kali Yuga. Yeah.
We saw that everyone was engaged in either cottage industries of ISKCON or directly, as far as possible, even householders, directly engaged in temple services and living very meagerly and being practically brahmachari grihastha. But we see these days that people are becoming civil servants, where Prabhupada says in the purport, a Brahmin never becomes a civil servant. He doesn't engage in a boss in service of some mundane boss. So how do we rectify this situation? Go a little further, if you will.
I didn't want anybody asking that question. Well, I probably have my own thoughts, but I'm not going to say that sitting here on this chair. But ultimately, I would say that everything is about purification, just like the Van Ashram system is about purification. And everyone acts according to their nature, and by acting in that capacity, one becomes gradually purified. It's even the Brahmana. If the Brahmana doesn't accept Krishna as the supreme person, the supreme being, then what is the good of his being a Brahmana? What is the use of that? So, yes, we may develop Brahminical qualities and we may try to act, you know, strictly as a Brahmana. But if we don't accept Krishna, then what is the use of that? So, I would say that those that have taken initiation, Brahminical initiation, that, you know, they try to engage as much as possible in giving and charity, teaching and accepting charity, studying the Vedas, teaching the Vedas. We see so many householders that are out there working, and they have their monthly Sankirtan festival, and these very same householders are going out spreading Krishna consciousness by book distribution. So they're giving people, they're teaching people about the Vedas. And I've known so many of them that give contributions towards that goal. This is giving in charity. And they also accept a charity. And they're qualified because that service they're doing is a representation of the Acharya, Srila Prabhupada. And that Lakshmi is going to the Acharya, to Srila Prabhupada, through the temple, the BBT. They're not keeping any of the funds for their own personal enjoyment. So I would say that the activity that they're performing is a spiritual activity. It's also the instruction of the Acharya, the Mahabhagavat, and that is our protection. That is every householder's protection. And as long as they sincerely execute the service with no self-aggrandizement or profit, and they give everything, that's a purification. And gradually, hopefully, at the end of their life, they'll remember the Supreme Lord and go back home, back to Godhead. That's what I'd like to say about that. Yes.
Thank you for your explanation. I was just going to add one little point to it also. Thank you for a very wonderful class as well. Srila Prabhupada did mention, yes, that Brahmins generally do not do services which are beneath their own station, such as Kshatriya work, Vaishya work, Shudra work. But it is also mentioned that there are exceptions to that rule. The exceptions come when there are difficulties, dangers, economic problems, different kinds of pressures, in which a person who, even though he may be a Brahmin, he may be forced, in order to keep his life going, which is most important, to take the work of a Kshatriya or to take the work of a Vaishya. But in all cases, he should try to avoid doing what we call, you might say, dirty Shudra work. Okay. However, there's a very important point in that regard. There's Brahmins, and then there's Vaishnava Brahmins. Now, Vaishnava Brahmin is one who does whatever, he follows the principle that Krishna gives in the Bhagavad Gita. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, whatever austerities you perform, do this as an offering unto me. In this way, you'll be freed from the bondage to work, and by this renunciation, you will be liberated and you will come to me. So that's the one point. And the other point is, as he mentions to Arjuna, therefore, Arjuna, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna, and at the same time perform your prescribed duty of fighting with your activities dedicated to me and your mind and intelligence fixed on me. You will come to me without a doubt. So the point is being made that no matter whether you're Brahmin, whether you're Kshatriya, whatever, if you are a Brahmin Vaishnav, then a Brahmin Vaishnav, his business is to always, whatever work comes to him, assuming that it's legal work, it's moral work, and it's needed work for a society, that he is to do it as a love offering to Krishna. That is the most important thing. That purifies the work. So that while it may be considered Shudra work, it's no longer considered really Shudra work when it is done as a love offering to Krishna, such as we have that story of the Brahmin and the cobbler, and the cobbler has been shown to be the real Brahmin, and the Brahmin sometimes is shown to be lower than the Shudra. So it depends upon one's understanding, one's attitude, and one's orientation, and one's knowledge. That is the main really point.
Prabhupada also says that in order to make advancement in Krishna consciousness, one has to become a brahmana. We must develop those qualities. And yes, you're right. Papa gives the example of a village boy that goes to battle, to war. And in that war, there's casualties, and sometimes the leader may be killed. And sometimes this village boy will come up and become a hero and perform extraordinary activity. And he's given so many medals and accolades for his service. So Prabhupada says that it's Kali Yuga. We're in a war against Maya. And so we have to stand up, come forward, and accept this position of being brahmanas, brahminical, in our activity. And that way we make advancement in Krishna consciousness. So we shouldn't always just be a sudra. We should become purified, and we should try to develop these wonderful brahminical qualities and become a Vaishnava Brahmana, as you say. And very essential for advancement in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, very difficult. And the Krishna conscious movement is set up like that. You know, all of us accept charity. We'd like to accept charity. We have a difficult time giving in charity, but we like to take charity. And we like to worship the deity, and we like to tell people about deity worship. We like preaching from Srila Prabhupada's books, and we also like reading Srila Prabhupada's books. So basically, these are three essential aspects of brahminical culture, brahminical life. And at least if we focus on those three items, we'll become purified, and we'll become brahmana, Vaishnavas. Anything else? All right. Yes, Nakatma.
Sorry, just a quick comment, just to follow up on Amala Bhakta Prabhu's point that we need to make a distinction between Brahmanas and Vaishnava Brahmanas. There's a big difference between them. And Rupa Goswami mentions that also in Upadeshamrita in one of his verses, Jastaya Svabhava Janatarva Pushashta Doshar, that the devotee doesn't identify with the body. And because he's engaged in all of his body, karma, manasagya, body, mind, and words in devotional service, it sets him above the brahminical class. There's a very nice instruction also by Prahlad to his classmates. And in one very nice verse, I'll read the translation, he discusses that. He says, if a brahmana has all 12 of the brahminical qualifications, as stated by in the book Sanat Sujata, but is not a devotee and is averse to the lotus feet of the Lord, he is certainly lower than a devotee who is a dog eater, but who has dedicated everything, mind, words, activities, wealth, and life to the Supreme Lord. Such a devotee is better than such a brahmana, because a devotee can purify his whole family, whereas the so-called brahmana in a position of false prestige cannot purify even himself. So the Vaishnava brahmanas are certainly in a class of their own.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're just talking about material designations. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra.
Yes.
Thank you, Prabhu. I just was going to mention that as far as charity is concerned, we heard in Srila Prabhupada's books many times that the best charity and the best welfare activity that the world needs is the one that we provide.
Yeah.
With the Krishna Consciousness Movement, we give the holy name, which there's no price, and transcendental knowledge, prasadam. So we actually are the ones that with the best charity than anybody else.
So thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Oh man, that was horrible. I know, something's horrible.